الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we started with Surah Al Imran, and right from the starting of the surah we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has revealed this kitab. In all truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed unto Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this Qur'an. And then we said this Qur'an, it confirms the previous books. And this Qur'an is also called Al-Furqan, the criterion of judgment between truth and falsehood, haq and batil. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the types of verses that you find in this Qur'an. So there are two types of verses that are found in this Qur'an, and the first type is ayat, verses that are muhkam, and the second type, ayat, that are mutashabih. Muhkam means decisive, plain, clear, whose meanings are solid, and mutashabih refers to those verses that are unclear and indistinct. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has revealed unto you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Qur'an. منه آيات محكمات, here in this kitab you see there are verses whose meanings are decisive, solid. هن أم الكتاب, they form the basis, they are the source of this kitab. Why they are called the source and the basis of this book? Because they form the majority of the kitab. Most of the verses in the Qur'an, their meanings are clear, their meanings are decisive and solid. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاد, yes, here and there, there are a few verses. The meanings are unclear and indistinct. Like yesterday we did a verse right at the beginning of the surah. We started off the surah with Alif Lam Mim. What meaning we said was yesterday, we said Allahu A'lamu بِمُرَادِهِ بِهِ, that Allah knows best of the meaning. Likewise in Surah Baqarah, and in many other surahs also, there are verses, وَأُخَارُ مُتَشَابِهَات, whose meanings are unclear, or what we could translate it as, the meanings are indistinct, or allegorical, or they are open to different meanings. The best is, the safest, how should we treat these verses? Allah explains now in the following verse, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ, that those people in whose hearts there is deviation, then they will pursue these allegorical verses, they'll pursue these unclear verses, wanting to look, trying to make fitna, trying to make dissension, wanting to make fitna and dissension and discord, وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِ, and trying to interpret these verses. But remember very well, Allah says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, none knows its true interpretation except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how we should treat these verses. When we come across such types, these types of verses, we should say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best of the meaning. And Allah says, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ, why shouldn't we do such when those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, deeply rooted in knowledge, they also say the same thing, that آمَنَّا بِهِ, we bring iman in them. كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا, all of these verses come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's some reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make these verses clear and explicit, the meanings of it clear and explicit, rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the knowledge of these verses by Him. So there's some reason for that. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, but Allah says, none takes heed except those people of understanding. So only those people who have aqal, those people who have intellect and understanding, they will accept this and they will remember and realize this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal and accept all the verses in Qur'an.